the glory, the kavod meant weight, something that had weight, substance, reality, strength, was unstoppable, immutable, eternal, faithful. The kavod, glory, the dwelling, the indwelling. Shekinah means to dwell, to inhabit, to abide as. So the unmanifest, the ineffable, the light, that which is the totality of all glory, infinite bliss, the original light, Mother God, Father God, Father Ahava. Ahava means eternal God love, the God love that is eternal. Ahava, the ultimate love. And the original light just prior to Mother, Father, God. And the seamless bridge, the way, the dwelling, the abiding. Abiding is that, is only in the glory, as the glory. And the only way to the glory is the anav, the anava, the meekness. The meekness as the emptying of conditioning. The emptying of attachment to form, the emptying of the belief in separation. And the only way to abide as that emptying, that meekness, is to face, feel, and move through the wound of the inaccessibility, which we shall do in this instant. So allow a slow, deep breath. Breathe all the way down deep. In this moment, have awareness of the physical body, the mental body, the emotions, the thoughts, the locality, what we think of as the local character, personality, self. Simultaneously have an awareness of this self, the spontaneous, essential self, infinite, immortal, non-local spirit. Realize that the physical body, the emotions, will play out or reflect the unhealed wounds of the inaccessibility. That is why I encourage you in this moment to allow awareness to softly rest as the whole reality of God, infinite spirit, limitless, non-local, bliss, eternal love, awareness. And that eternal love awareness is aware of the eternal love awareness. In this moment, a soft, gentle, softly, barely interested interest and focus on what would arise in this practice we're going to do in the body, mind, emotions. What programs are there that will be dissolved? Because the programs that are there are not new. If you really notice, they will have a familiarity. They're familiar, old, repetitive. If you only could grasp how old they are. Let's say this, since the reality really is timeless, and time is not in the way we think it is, how repetitive they are. Let's say that. How repetitive would be a more accurate way to say it than how old they are. I am still happy that I said old because of what that signifies in your understanding in this group. So have an awareness of it being, yes, as old, but let's refine it down to something that is so repetitive. You may have thought it happened 100 times in this lifetime. It's happened 1,000,000. Repetitive, and it can dissolve in this instant right now The grace is here. The presence is here. The anointing is here. The beloved, eternal, almighty God smiling and shining upon you and within you. The wound of inaccessibility. So any time that you felt anything was not accessible, God, love, acceptance, wisdom, resources, answers, grace, mercy, miracles, true love, understanding, forgiveness, anything that felt inaccessible. Any residue of that, just scan the body, where it's held, and the body image. The body image, see it in this moment, not as you, as something that's giving you data of what's been buried for so long. It's reflecting up on the screen of the body. The body is light. The body is love. The body is perfection. It has an image, a contraction, rising and falling upon it, wanting attention and love. And the only attention that's a good investment for you to give is to give it your attention in a way that it opens and flowers and softens and washes away for the final time. We tend to give these things really almost all of our attention, but not in a way that they ever dissolve. Or we try to ignore it, but yet it's running the show down there. So let it come right up. The visibility, the pain, the pain. And allow the pain to be as a sensation whose ultimate cause is this wound of inaccessibility. And that sensation held in the heights of consciousness, held in the light of eternal love, the warmth, the kindness, the tenderness of the eternal love, and folds back and dissolves into that love. And whether you feel that in this moment, or it washes upon the landscape of your heart and life in a few minutes, hours, days, months, it's irrelevant. Once the seed is dissolved, no more of the inauspicious fruits can grow. As long as the root, right now we're going all the way for the root. Times you gave love and received rejection, or invested in something and it fell apart. Or we longed to have more of a sense of the felt reality of love, and it felt like there was some wall there, that things felt more dry or cold, rather than filled with the radiant, blazing love of the Eternal One. Whatever the wound of inaccessibility is, any way we're trying to still find worth or value, or feeling insignificant, or feeling lost in this world. And the most subtle levels allow it to come home to love. And all of that at its core is the core wound of inaccessibility, believing on some level that God is inaccessible to us, that our reality of being alive as the ultimate, absolute, unmanifest, and all glory and limitlessness and the bliss of love right now, believing that is inaccessible. Feel any nuance of anything that doesn't feel free around that.